Adam Yao, the Deputy Representative of the UN's Food and Agriculture Organization, or FAO, says millions of people in Sudan are food insecure.
You know that in Sudan, over 25 million people need humanitarian assistance. 20 million people are in high acute food insecurity. Out of the 20.3 million people who are in acute food insecurity, over 60 million are in IPC scale 3, which means that they are in crisis situation. If they need food, they need to deplete the essential aspect to have access to food. Another over 6 million are on IPC scale 4, which is just one step away from famine.
Yao says FAO is focusing on providing sustainable support rather than direct food assistance. He says FAO distributed certified seeds, including lentils, sorghum, sesame and millet, to vulnerable small-scale farmers in 15 states across Sudan.
We managed to distribute over 10,000 tons of certified seeds, mainly sorghum, millet, and a small amount of sesame. The distribution of FAO reached over 1 million smallholder farmers in 15 states in Sudan. You know that Sudan has 18 states. The states that were not targeted because they had to reach states are the Darfur state, West Darfur, South Darfur. Normally, we don't target Tartu because it is a city.
The FAO official says he believes distributing seeds to farming households will enable them to produce their own food for both consumption and the market.
Our projection is that they will be able to produce between 2 and 3 million tons of sorghum. And that will be a tremendous result. It will also contribute to consolidate the food and nutrition security in Sudan, especially during the ongoing crisis.
FAO says farmers are facing several other challenges, including a lack of seeds, tools, finance, and extension services. For VOA News, I'm Charlton Doki in Juba.